to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, welcoming you to a special edition. And the reason it's special is because we got a big game today against Tennessee at 3:30 on CBS. And who knows, even though the Gators are 11-point underdog, whatever the odds makers say, the Gators don't think they're an underdog. So they're going to go into Tennessee up in Knoxville and see what they can do. I'll tell you, it's always exciting up there. I remember back, I think it was 2006, we went up there and had a great time. It's a good party. However, the fans get a little over the top sometimes, and they fill the stadium with over 100,000 people. And if Tennessee wins, you got to be careful sometimes exiting.
So when you say they get over the top, is that a rocky top they get over? Yeah. Is that something you don't want to hear at today's game?
Anyhow, pay attention a little bit to the crowd today because they can get crazy. So I remember going to a game and we were behind and somehow we managed to pull out a victory. I think it was 21-20 and wow. The crowd got silenced, they got somber, and we were able to escape without any kind of altercation. It was amazing. I think that was the year we won the national championship in 06. Maybe somebody can check me on it, but I'm pretty sure that was the year. So anyhow, we're here on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law and a few other things. One of the things that I'm very proud of founding was the Great Southern Music Hall. Now, some of you oldies but goodies might remember it. It was at the Florida Theater on University Avenue in downtown Gainesville from 1974 to 1978. And wow, did we have a roster of all-stars. We had everybody from Ray Charles to... Bo Diddley, Muddy Waters.
Wow.
We had Jerry Lee Lewis, Waylon Jennings. We had these, of course, our local hero was Minnie Riperton back then. She lived right in Gainesville by the Duck Pond.
What a voice.
Yeah. And she wrote the song Loving You as a kind of a lullaby to her daughter, Maya Rudolph. And we were good friends with Minnie and Dick Rudolph, and we were actually at their home the day they brought little Maya Rudolph back to the home from Malachua General Hospital. So kudos to the great Rudolph family. Anyhow, so listen to this, gang. We, the Meldon Law Firm, is sponsoring an exhibit at the Matheson Museum that's opening September 30th. There actually is a sneak preview now. And it's the history of rock and roll in Gainesville during the 1970s. And it was a magical time. I mean, Greg, you remember the 70s barely, right?
I was in high school, mid-late 70s, yeah.
So anyhow, it was the 70s were great, and we have a timeline of every artist that ever played at the Great Southern Music Hall in the museum, along with the actual pictures taken by a very well-known, famous photographer named John Moran. Many of you know who John Moran is. He started his career at the Great Southern Music Hall. He was a young 19-year-old kid. He knew he wanted to be a photographer, but he didn't have a camera.
That makes for a rough start, doesn't it?
So he went and bought a camera about 2 months before we opened the Great Southern Music Hall. And John, who now is this famous photographer, he comes into my office and says, Jeffrey, I'd like to be the house photographer at the Great Southern Music Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have a house photographer at the Great Southern Music Hall. And, of course, I said, sure, John. And, you know, and so John is actually the photographer for the exhibit.
That's going to be cool.
And wait till you see the exhibit. We hired a very well-known graphic designer named Rick Kilby, who grew up in Gainesville and is down in Orlando and does major projects for folks like Disney and Universal. I mean, very well-renowned. And we hired a former entertainment editor for the Gainesville Sun, Bill DeYoung, to do all the narratives. And not only that, we have QR codes at the exhibit for each of the artists. And if you put your phone in front of the QR code, one of their top hits comes up and they actually will, it plays on your phone.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Nice little twist.
It's an interactive exhibit. So it's going to be, it is amazing. I was there this past week and we were honoring Dr. Mark Barrow, who is a great cardiologist in Gainesville. And he actually was one of the founders of the Matheson Museum. And I'm hyping the Matheson Museum because a lot of people don't really know we have a historical museum in Gainesville. It's for Gainesville, Alachua County. Did you know that Tampa used to be in Alachua County?
No. Really?
I'm not shitting
you. Well, they moved it?
did they move? No, here's what happened. Alachua County extended way all over North Florida.
Okay,
I'm talking 1700.
Sure, right.
Okay, and then it started getting, smaller and smaller as different pieces were, sold off. But anyhow, if you go to the Matheson Museum, has the history of Alachua County. And it's an amazing museum in and of itself. So within this amazing museum that takes you back to the 1800s and what Gainesville and Alachua County was like, there's also this incredible Great Southern Music Hall exhibit featuring the photographs of John Moran. So I want to encourage everybody to check it out. We're going to go to our first break at Law Talk Live, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community with programs like Law Talk Live on the Sky every Saturday at 10:30. You can also join our podcast, Meldon Law and Friends, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, and 37 other audio platforms. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. Back at Law Talk Live! You know, I'll tell you, it's exciting being on the show. I'm Jeffrey Meldon with Meldon Law. So we started our law firm in 1971, and this year, on October 22nd, it's the Alzheimer's Walk out at Trinity Methodist on 53rd, and Meldon Law, not actually, it's Jeffrey Meldon and Patricia Meldon, are the co-chair people for the Alzheimer's Walk this year, and we're very excited to do that. In the last commercial, you heard that we started the firm in 1971. This year, Meldon Law is donating $19.71 for every free throw made by the men's basketball team and the women's basketball team.
That's awesome.
So we're donating it to the Alzheimer's Foundation.
Nice.
So so far, my mind is clear. Someday I may need their help. You never know.
At your point, I think you're doing just fine.
I'm doing just fine, and I'm trying to, actually, I love working, Greg, because it keeps my mind sharp. And,
it does.
You know, it's like if they told me I had to play golf every day. I love playing golf, but if I had to play golf every day, I'd probably turn into mush.
Well, my grandma made it to 96, and she attributes, even though her body failed, her mind was as sharp as ever, and that's,
doing something. Anyhow, I think we got a call here.
Yep.
Jerry?
Hello?
Hey, Jerry, it's Jeffrey Meldon.
Yes, I have a question about Great Southern Music Hall. Did you ever book George Jones?
We never booked George Jones. I wish we had.
Okay, well, he was known as No Show Jones because he didn't show up to most of his bookings.
Oh, really?
So that worked out for you then, Jeffrey.
I'm glad we didn't book him, Jerry.
Well, he was drunk most of the time.
Well, let me tell you.
He missed most of his bookings.
Okay, well, look, a similar thing happened with Jerry Lee Lewis. He was, we had rented a little trailer in the back for the dressing room, and Jerry Lee Lewis got a little toasty. I think he finished a pint of whiskey, okay, before the show, and he was just fine sitting there in his trailer, and we actually had to break a window to get into the trailer so we could evacuate him onto the stage.
Oh, my goodness.
And then once he got on the stage, it was amazing. Jerry, at the exhibit, which I hope you'll go see, the Matheson is at 513 East University Avenue, just to the east of the big library downtown on University Avenue. Anyhow, once Jerry Lee Lewis got on stage, he was amazing. And, you know, he used to get the crowd all riled up by putting his foot up on the piano. And so we have a picture of him at the Great Southern Music Hall in 1975 with his foot up on the piano playing. And John Moran took this photo. And as the house photographer, he got to be up close. And he was even on stage. We have this incredible photo of Herbie Hancock in Return to Forever.
Wow.
And it was shot from the side of the stage. Mm-hmm. And he got not only the band, but also some of the fans in the first couple rows.
Right.
So it really brings you in. So, Jerry, did you ever get to
He's gone.
Oh, Jerry's gone. Well, anyhow, thank you for calling, Jerry. We enjoy hearing from all of our friends. So a couple other things going on in our world. The Meldon Law is sponsoring the Tom Petty Birthday Festival at Heartwood Studios starting on his birthday, October 20th. Goes for 3 days, October 20th, 21st, 22nd. It's free. There's some VIP seats, which I think are sold out by now, but go to TomPettyFestival.com, and you will be able to see what's going on. It's going to be great. Heartwood started the first Tom Petty Festival in 2016, and actually, Tom's brother Bruce came down from Tallahassee along with Tom's daughter Adria and checked out Heartwood along. And even the agency that works with the Tom Petty estate to continue to popularize it. It's a supportive group. The family is behind Heartwood's presentation of the Tom Petty Festival. So it's really the only festival coming up where the Tom Petty family has given their blessing for it to move forward.
You just need a few more things going on in your life, a few more irons in the fire, Jeffrey, because you just don't have enough to do.
Well,
you don't have time for golf.
I know. Well, we're having fun. Oh, listen to this. So Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Meldon Law and Friends is a podcast I've been doing for 2 years, and we're very excited. You can go on either Facebook and see Meldon Law and Friends. You can go to YouTube or 38 different audio channels, but I am interviewing Heisman Trophy winner Danny Werfel.
Fun.
This Tuesday, 4 o'clock live. And you can actually go to Spurrier's. They have a podcast room in the middle of the restaurant. And you can see yours truly there in the podcast room with our great Heisman Trophy winner, Danny Werfel, one of three, right? Steve Spurrier, Danny Werfel, and Tim Tebow. That's a pretty strong list.
There you go. That's a trinity for you.
That's a trinity. Well, they are in front of the stadium. They're statues. So I guess we're not the only ones to think that.
Absolutely.
So anyhow, that's something else. So We're Meldon Law is the prime sponsor, along with Visit Gainesville. Visit Gainesville is a civic organization, a city organization, and tries to promote events going on, and we love working with them. Anyhow, it's going to be incredible. Two former members of Tom's band are coming to play, and it's going to be 3 days of Tom Petty music, and it's going to be really, really cool. If you haven't been to the Heartwood Soundstage, you're missing something. It's in the 500 block of South Main Street in Gainesville, so you'll be hearing more and more about it. But it's going to be an amazing event. So here's what's going on. We got the Great Southern Music Hall, sponsored by Meldon Law, at the Matheson Museum. Meldon Law, actually, we paid for everything at the museum to put this up. We created historical wallpaper, Greg.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, but it's such an awesome perspective for you, because you were there then. And so you were blessed in that part of your life to be on the ground floor, the foundation for a lot of these artists, for some of them, and then some were maybe on their way up at the time. And so what a gift back to our community now, that for all of those who've come since then that were raised hearing these people who became superstars, some people may not know what those days were like. And so what a gift back to our community for something like that, for those who can show that next generation, hey, this is what you missed, but this is what we experienced.
So here's a great story in that line. Steve Martin was playing at a small club at the Beef and Bottle in Gainesville, and they had a little showroom that maybe had 120 seats in it, max. And Steve Martin played at least twice there. This is before he got on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
So he, so we saw him, and our booking agent, Albert T. Badgey, at the time, went to the show and said, Steve, we'd like you to play at the Great Southern Music Hall. And he said, Albert, I don't know if I'm big enough to play at the Great Southern. Okay. So instead of doing two shows, we only did one show at midnight. And this is just before he went on SNL. So he wasn't, but people knew of him, and he was doing that funny shtick with the arrow
through
in
his
head.
So he's really gonna really take off.
Yeah, so he did a midnight show, one show only midnight, and we had to close down because we had a liquor license at, 2 o'clock, and you got to get everybody moving out at 1:40. So Steve didn't want to stop the show because he was on a roll.
Right.
So he walked through the studio onto University Avenue and asked everybody in the audience to follow him, 800 people. Pour out onto University Avenue, stop traffic from both directions, and Steve continues his monologue for another 15 minutes on University Avenue until the Gainesville police broke up the crowd.
Just take the show with you. That's taking the show on the road.
That's it. And it's a true story.
That's fun.
Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down. Okay, we're back on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, and we had the question of the day that we had posted was, I'll read it out loud. Do I have a personal injury case if I was under the influence? Okay, now.
That's a good question.
In Florida law, we have something called comparative negligence. So more than one person can cause a crash. Now, say you're drunk and you were at a stoplight and somebody rear ends you, slams into you really hard. You didn't do anything wrong. You were in the proper lane at a stoplight. Somebody slams into you. the question would be who's at fault and whether or not you can recover in a personal injury case. We recently had a case in which, listen to this, Greg, our client is driving down the road with a 0.14 blood alcohol level.
Okay.
At 95 miles an hour on a four-lane divided highway, and a tractor-trailer pulls directly in front of him.
Okay.
Not a very good situation.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, recently a Marion County jury rendered a verdict in favor of our client for $4.8 million.
Wow.
However, they attributed 30% fault to our client. So our client's entitled to 70% of $4.8 million.
You can get by on that.
You can get by on that. What's amazing, though, is the jury probably did the right thing because, you know, whether, you know, no matter what you're doing, if you have the right of way and somebody pulls out in front of you, that's the bonehead move. Now, it's a bonehead move for the guy to get in behind the wheel with. And that's why he got 30% responsibility, because he shouldn't have been driving fast and he shouldn't have been drinking and driving, right? However, it's, I mention this because a lot of people have asked us whether or not, if you're in a crash and you had been drinking, does the state of Florida allow you to recover? And the answer is, in certain circumstances. However,
it's kind of surprising.
You cannot be more than 50. The alcohol cannot contribute more than 50% to causing the crash.
Gotcha.
So if the person who was drinking and driving had 51% or more fault in the case, then they get zero. They get zero.
But since he was only at the 30%,
he gets
then he still, it's just to his favor at some level.
At some level. Okay. And look, the fact is that the driver, but for the actions of the tractor trailer driver, it never would have happened.
Right.
You know, a cynic would say, you know, you have to make the road safe for drunk drivers.
or you'd go down the road that, well, if he didn't hit that truck, he would have hit something else at some point later. But that's the what ifs, not the what did.
Well, look, we want everybody to be safe out there. And, we, you know, sometimes we joke around. But the fact is that you really need to be safe, and you need to buy uninsured motorist coverage, because most of the time accidents are caused by people that don't have very much insurance, either zero or 10,000 or whatever. So we wrote a book called Buying Florida Auto Insurance, which deals with it. But the bottom line is, go to your insurance agent, talk to them about what you need. Everybody needs at least $100,000 worth of uninsured motorist coverage. It sounds like a lot, but it's not nearly as expensive as life insurance or some other things. And it's probably, when you're younger, being in a crash is probably the most likely thing that's going to, you know, debilitate you. So anyhow, that's part of our message, is buy uninsured motorist coverage. Florida's the Wild West of insurance. It's the only state in the United States that doesn't have mandatory liability insurance.
Well, two things come to mind. One, because I do traffic in the morning during the week, people would be amazed how many hit and run accidents happen around here.
A lot.
That's why you've got all these uninsured people. So the question from the public is, as a just a guy on the street, go, well, okay, Jeffrey, where in our government, in Florida, in our state government, how can that change? Who has to make that change?
Well, the Florida Senate and House voted for the bill. It was passed overwhelmingly, I think 75-80%. However, the governor vetoed it, I think because he wanted some refinements to figure out what was going to be done to protect the hospitals that see people in emergency rooms, because they were going to do away with PIP in exchange, have mandatory bodily injury liability. So I think it's going to be coming up again in the next legislature.
Would that have been under Governor Scott?
No, it was Governor DeSantis.
It was then. Well, it, I just wondered when it was.
Okay. It was a year and a half ago.
Okay, all right.
And I think what everybody recognizes that Florida's behind the times on insurance, we're just trying to figure out how do you correct something that was done 50 years ago.
Right.
And the idea 50 years ago was that it was going to make things better, and in some ways it did. People got their medical bills paid earlier rather than later. However, the liability portion wasn't addressed, and in most other states that have personal injury protection and no fault, they also address the liability issue. But I think eventually we're going to get there. Anyhow, this is Law Talk Live. The big news is we have a game today at 3:30. Yeah. Tennessee and Florida are playing. And look, I am sure that Billy Napier did not tell his guys, well, we're going to Tennessee to lose this game.
He
did not say that to them.
No.
So I know that our Gators are up there thinking we will win this game, and that's what you need to do. If you don't have a positive mindset, then nothing good is going to happen. So let's root on our Gators and let's see if we can make it happen and make this an incredible game that would really kind of, if we win today, it really sets the tone for a successful season. So CBS 3:30, Gators versus Tennessee at Neyland Stadium with over 100,000 wild, crazy Vol fans, drunk.
Oh, man.
Well, Greg, it's a 3:30 game. That's enough time to get pretty tanked up in Tennessee.
I mean, that's, they've had lunch already, so yeah.
Well,
and that was lunch, probably.
And a pint of moonshine.
And breakfast, yeah. So that's how they're starting their day.
We make fun, but it's going to be a great game. Okay, guys, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Law Talk Live, brought to you by Meldon Law, and we'll see you next week, and go!